A game-opening 17-2 surge set the tone for the Arkansas State men's basketball team as they led wire-to-wire in a 103-78 blowout of St. Louis in the first round of the NIT tournament last night at First National Bank Arena in Jonesboro. Five players scored in double figures for the Scarlet and Black, led by 26 points and 10 rebounds from Isaiah Nelson. Terran Todd had 21 points, Darian Ford 15 off the bench, and Kobe Julian and Terrence Ford Jr. scored 11 each. Arkansas State season continues in the second round of the NIT. They'll face the winner of tonight's game between Furman and North Texas. Four members of the University of Missouri men's basketball team were honored by the NABC All-Central District team on Tuesday. Dennis Gates was honored as the Central Region Coach of the Year, while Tigers Tamar Bates, Caleb Grill, and Mark Mitchell earned second-team accolades. Missouri was one of just two schools to have three all-district players in the Central Region, which includes all programs from the states of Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Missouri, Nebraska, and Tennessee, with Kentucky being the second school with three honorees. Ben Beebe's five strikeouts and Charles Davelin's three-hit effort helped number 3 Arkansas pass Oral Roberts 4-1 to its 17th consecutive midweek win Tuesday night at Baumwalker Stadium. Arkansas State baseball battled in a low-scoring contest with Missouri State, eventually using a late run to secure a 3-2 win Tuesday afternoon at Tomlinson Stadium, Slayton Family Field. University of Missouri Director of Athletics Laird Veach announced on Tuesday that Kelly Harper has been hired as the head coach of the Missouri women's basketball program. A proven winner with a deep-rooted history of success in high-major college basketball, Harper brings a championship pedigree at the sport's highest level, including 16 postseason appearances in 20 seasons as a Division I head coach, including 9 appearances in the NCAA tournament. Major League Baseball spring training yesterday. Cardinals in Miami, well, they played for nothing. It was a 4-4 tie at the end of the game. And today, St. Louis will play Washington. Kansas City will play San Francisco. High school baseball yesterday. The Salem Greyhounds beat Heber Springs 15-3. Mountain Home defeated Salem Springs 11-4. Hoxie was shut out by Harrisburg 16-0. And Batesville split a doubleheader with Paragould, winning the first game 8-4, then losing the second game 11-7. High school softball yesterday, Salem beat Melbourne 6-1. It was Viola over Shirley 19-10. Highland lost to Westside 15-0. Cave City defeated Calico Rock 11-5. Walnut Ridge beat Hoxie 10-6. Sloan Hendricks lost to Cross County 8-6. Pocahontas lost to Brooklyn 4-2. And Batesville lost two games to Paragould 16-1 and 17-1. The 23rd annual YMCA and G&W Foods two-person spring scramble will be held at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Binion Golf Course. The benefit the YMCA youth programs and scholarship funds on Saturday, April the 26th, with a tee time of 10 a.m. To sign up for more information, you can contact the golf course. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.